Bob, can you think of any reason why we're not in the studio right now? TikTok.
You know what today is?
Well, let's see. It's Friday.
That's true. But today, we turn 13.
Oh, that can't be.
Absolutely. We start our 14th year.
I had so many plans. All the things that all the dreams I had, all the things I was going to do with my life. Instead, I'm walking with you down to the studio now to...
You know what this means? When I turn 13, in my tribe, we do something called a bar mitzvah. Hmm. You've been to many of those, I'm sure, in your hometown.
Yeah,
right?
In central Kansas, lots of those. Let me think how many. No, I can't think of a one. I don't even know what happens at those.
Well, I'll tell you the first bar mitzvah I ever went to.
Does it resemble what we're about to do on the show here at all?
If you want to do the entire show in Hebrew, no coffee up through the nose.
Yeah, all right, I'll give it a shot.
I have nothing bad to say about the religion I grew up in. It's fine religion, but I think that the bar mitzvah is a particularly cruel
thing. It's supposed to be a big party.
It is a big party, but here's the deal. What you do for your bar mitzvah is you learn part of the Torah, and not only do you have to say the Torah in Hebrew in front of a lot of people, but you have to sing it. Why I call it cruel is because you're not only singing in a foreign language in front of a bunch of people, probably the first time you ever got up in front
when
of a bunch
13.
Of people. You're 13 and your voice is changing. Thank you. Let's go on, Mike, here. I'll tell you the rest of the story.
Turn these mics on.
Yeah, hang on. I'll pull the microphone over here. So the whole bar mitzvah thing is about you become a man. And I think singing in front of your family and friends is part of how you become a man. But the other thing, the very first bar mitzvah I ever went to, just to continue the story, and then I'll stop.
Can't wait to figure out how you're going to work music into this.
So let me tell you a little story. First bar mitzvah I ever went to, my friend Mark, he's exactly a year older than me, born April Fool's the year before I was born, went to his bar mitzvah. It was a dual bar mitzvah. In other words, two kids read from the Torah on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Right?
Good time.
Sang, I should say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The first kid, he gets up. He starts to sing. He turns white as a sheet. And he falls flat on his face.
Oh, man. He must have had his knees locked.
Oh, my God.
That's really sad.
So that was what...
So did they drag his limp body off and tell the other kid to continue?
I'll tell you, I almost blacked out just in the fear that in a year from then, I had to do it. I do remember my friend Mark made it. And I know I made it. So today, we are men.
You know, that's interesting because when I was going through my catechumenate, there was a...
Yeah, what?
It's a long story. There's this final ceremony at Mass where we're all standing up there in front of everybody, and one kid had his knees locked, and he passed out in front of everybody, too. Don't lock your knees, man.
Good advice to all. You know, I bet people are wondering if we're ever going to play music now that we're in our 14th year. So I was thinking about people whose voice changes over time.
Over time, yeah.
And who's the person who you wonder the most what they sounded like when they were 13?
Maybe Tom Waits.
Yes.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously.
No
that
way.
That was totally perfect. So
I was thinking him or Leonard Cohen.
I'm not going to tell a long story here because I've told too many long stories. But there's a record out. It's a pirate song record, a follow-up to one that was done in 2006. But Tom Waits and Keith Richards sing Shenandoah. And that's how we're opening our show.
No way.
Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Daughter, away, rolling river, for her I cross the raging waters. I courted Sally, away on a river. She broke my heart here in this valley. Mighty river, away, rolling river. The Missouri, she's a mighty river.
So you didn't say going into that, but the whole time I was listening to that, I was trying to puzzle out what record could this possibly be from? What is this record?
So it's called Son of Rogues Gallery. Oh. It is a collection of, well, I'll tell you the full title. It tells you everything you want to know. Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs, and Shanties. It's a follow-up to a record that was done in 2006. It was produced by Hal Wilner. This, again, is produced by Hal Wilner. He produces some fabulous, fabulous tribute records. And it contains the most amazing bunch of artists. I mean, okay, so there's Tom Waits and Keith Richards, right? Wouldn't you have loved to have been in that session, right? And so what you wind up with is you get Michael Stipe and Courtney Love doing a duet.
Oh, wow.
Right? You get Todd Rundgren. You know, really unexpected stuff. Michael Gira, the guy who is in Swans. Iggy Pop. an amazing collection of people. Johnny Depp and Gore Verbinski are the opening cut, and Robin Hitchcock, Beth Orton, Macy Gray.
Macy Gray. Well, you know, it's really interesting that you can take a genre like that that people would assume they have zero interest in, right? I mean, no interest in that at all. But you get some interesting artists in there who would not normally do that kind of music. And
it's fun for these artists,
right?
It's got to be fun.
Totally.
So the record Pirate Ballads, Sea Songs and Shanties comes out February 19th on Anti Records. We'll shoot for a first listen on this. It's like 36 songs. It really is a fun, fun listen.
That's great.
So what do you got C-wise?
I have a song called The Waves. I don't know if it has to do with water waves. Maybe water waves. And it's by an artist who normally is pretty folky. And on this new record is stretching a bit and pushing himself in slightly newer direction, unexpected direction, kind of like on that record.
Okay.
The band is Villagers, which is basically one guy's name's Conor O'Brien. He's from Ireland, and as I said, he's normally does very acoustic, folky type stuff. He put out a record in 2010 called Becoming a Jackal that I just love that record so much. And he did a Tiny Desk. It's still online. You can see it. But I've been waiting for a follow-up, and now he's finally back with one. It's called Awayland, and very unexpected sounds on this record. I want to play a song called The Waves.
Another's birth. What are you running from? What are you running from? Sister jury, brother judge, and you are recognized this grudge buried deep beneath the sands of these ridiculous demands. No time for innocence or sitting on the fence. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna when the waves cover the coastal plain? Tents and the cars and the trains, and the trains of honeybee cemeteries, of well-insulated dignitaries, all screaming of the memory of a human love for anything or anyone. Look at the birds, look at the bees, madame, it's all the same to me. Look at the girls, look at the gold, gathered, beaten, bought and sold. One man's innocence is another's chance. What were you thinking of? What were you thinking of? Now please let me boil it down to this, my son. This party's getting wet, but it ain't over yet. So what is it gonna be? What is it gonna be? What is it gonna be? Just let the waves cover the coastal plain. The fear and the guilt and the pain. And the trace of honeybee jealousy. Of well-insulated bigotry.
Approaching the shore.
villagers, the waves from a away land. It gets big. I don't want to say that this record necessarily gets any bigger than the previous one, Becoming a Jackal, because that record got big, but in a more acoustic way, with strings, string arrangements, things like that. There are definitely more keys, more synths, more percussion on this new record. It's more propulsive. Yeah, like we were saying before, it's always nice to see an artist push themselves a little more with each record, and this one was very surprising to me. It's out later this month in the UK. It's actually not out in the US until April, but is available for pre-order.
They don't usually do that anymore. That was always the case. There was always a UK date and an American date, and they were often months apart.
Yeah. It's actually really hard to get a record still, too, in the States if it's only available in another country. You know, you can't, like, if you try to go through iTunes or go through the UK Amazon site or something like that. Yes, I'm sure, Bob, you know a way. You always know a way. But anyway, Villagers, the record's called Away Land. Very excited to get this. When I start, you know, we go through our mail, we're wondering, well, I wonder what the new year's going to look like. And when I got to this one, I was very happy.
Cool. We did that video premiere, what was it, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, a Villager song. And you saw Conor O'Brien in a studio with his band in Ireland. It was very cool to see it. Him performing.
Still have that online, too, on the site.
Indeed. That psychedelic sort of ending reminded me of a group that I've been listening to a bunch called Elephant Stone. Elephant Stone's a band from Montreal. They put out a record in 2009. It was Polaris nominated, so it was, you know, big deal in Canada. And this is their second record that's come out. It's self-titled. He's a sitar player. I think I showed you a video the other day of him playing Loser with Beck at a music festival as a sitarist.
He's played with a lot of artists.
He, in this case, is Rishi Dhir, D-H-I-R. And he's played with Black Angels, Brian Jonestown Massacre, Teenage Fan Club. So there's a new record, comes out February 5th. Let me play a song. It's called Heavy Moon. I think this is up your alley, Mr. Hilton.
We shall see, Mr. Boyland.
Am I right or am I right?
It's in my comfort zone for sure. I've listened to this whole record, and I don't hear it as much on this cut, which was called Heavy Moon, but this actually, there's a lot in this band that reminds me of R.E.M., a little, like maybe a little trippier version of R.E.M., but Elephant Stone. Yeah.
The Elephant Stone.
Yeah, is the record. And the band, and what if I told you that I have an album called No Elephants? No Elephants, Bob. It's from...
Seriously?
I do. And it's from... Oh, let me count the ways. Lisa Germano.
Of course, yes.
I adore Lisa Germano. I had another little gasp when I was going through the mail and her CD, No Elephants, came through. And I thought, oh, it's going to be a wonderful year because Lisa Germano has a new record out. Now, for people who don't know who Lisa Germano is, I can tell you that she was a session violinist for many years, and she played a lot with John Mellencamp. But that does not, in any remote way...
No strikes or even pluses
Right. So that she was a session violinist for John Mellencamp does not even remotely prepare you for what her solo music sounds like. Maybe I should just play something instead of trying to describe it.
I want to hear the new record.
Because this new record is really, and the song I want to play, it's called Ruminance, is vintage Lisa Germano. Let's hear the song from No Elephants called Ruminance. Lisa Germano, she just makes these curious little circus dirge lullabies. They're just so beautiful. And I think this record, No Elephants, is right up there as one of the best in her catalog. And it really gives I think it's pretty indicative of how much of her music sounds like. So if you like that, definitely go back and explore some of her back records, too. This is the 9th album she's put out. And, you know, I was thinking, listening to this, you know, a lot of singers have that very breathy voice with a melancholy little tune. But I really, she was one of the first I ever got into who had that sound. And I really consider her one of the standard bearers of that whole sound.
Sounds wonderful.
It's just beautiful. Lisa Germano, the record's No Elephants. It's out in the middle of next month, middle of February.
Mr. Hilton, you know, but people out there might not know, that we often don't know what each other's going to play. In fact, I hold my cards close to my
chest. Yeah, you usually won't tell me.
And I won't tell you.
Yeah.
What if I told you that I have a song called Elephants?
Do you really? You had an album called Elephant Stone. We just heard No Elephants. And now...
How is this possible?
You really have a song with the name. I don't know how this happens. We've been doing the show together for too long.
Right. I do the sea shanty thing. You play waves.
You play Elephant Stone. I play No Elephants.
And now
no
I've elephants. Got a song called Elephants by a character named Bloudsen. He's a Dutch musician, Holland.
Spell that?
B-L-A-U-D-Z-U-N.
Bloudsen.
And, it's named after a Danish cyclist from the 70s. His name is Johannes Sigmund. I knew that before they didn't have to tell me that. This is one of those records that I think NPR music stations are going to love playing. It's got this sort of catchiness in the way maybe of Monsters and Men sort of grabbed hold of a lot of people last year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of sadness to it that I like, too, and it's sort of an edge of a little darkness that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But the Elephant Song is probably one of the catchy ones.
All right.
And so I might have gone dark, but you called the elephants, and so I'm going to call out more elephants. This is Bloudsen. The record's called Heavy Flowers. What can I say? Elephants.
She lives in that house.
A nice ending there. Is this lovely? Never heard of this band.
It's the second record. I've missed the first completely. I'm glad to catch up on the second. I hope we get a first listen on this record. It's called Heavy Flowers. Blaudzen is the name of the artist, Dutch musician. It's going to be fun year.
It's pretty cool. You know, earlier today, I'm about to solve a mystery for you. Earlier today, I asked you about the Ray Kurzweil book that you're reading. Yeah. And you thought, why on earth is he asking me about this? And I know Ray Kurzweil, he's a futurist and writes about, you know, things like how we're going to live to be 155 years old and how our brains are going to be married with computers.
Helps predict the future. He's been pretty good at it.
Yeah, he has been pretty good at it. Well, anyway, Ray Kurzweil was in part, inspiration for this next record that I want to play from the band Rah Rah Riot. This is a song that gets the prize for the catchiest track I've heard so far this year, but also the most curious song. The singer in this band, Rah Rah Riot, is Wes Miles, and he majored in physics, so he's always been very interested in science and the marriage of science and humanity. And so the band had a lot of Kurzweil's ideas in mind when they wrote and recorded this record. That said, I have no idea what this song is about. It makes me think of, you listen and you see what you think. It makes me think of a guy who spends his days in a missile silo or something and he's lonely for a visit. But it's called, the album from Rah Rah Riot is called Beta Love, and this song is called Is It Too Much?
Rushing in a suit, a vision of the solar wind. You'll see it on the bay. Oh, heavy, heavy days, and so little motion here. Never wanna guess what you would have thought. You had a reason. Oh, how the hell am I staying so divided? Oh, never could avoid unless I would have been. Oh, I never been able to explain myself.
How that song builds, because it builds and it builds, but to what? It leaves you kind of hanging there at the minute. And the more I listen to this song, you know, it sounds like a straight up pop synth pop song. The more I listen to it, the more mysterious it gets to me. It's from Rah Rah Riot. The record's Beta Love. That song was Is It Too Much? And it's out January 22nd.
Nice questioning sort of feel.
Very, very nice. And, you know, I wouldn't know that if I didn't listen to the lyrics of that song.
You can thank me for that.
I can. But also, it's a new year, and if people go on our site and they look at our question of the week, this week is, what are your music resolutions for 2013?
Ah.
And one of my music resolutions for 2013 is pay more attention to lyrics. It's actually very hard for me to do. I have to concentrate really, really hard.
I've made one also. I haven't told you, but I'm going to try to see more shows this year.
That's actually another one of my resolutions, to see more shows. And, you know, I saw I probably saw 100 shows.
More shows than the average
bear.
Yeah,
I probably saw 100 shows last year. But if anybody asked Bob Boylan and they said, so does Robin get out and see shows? He'd say, nah, he really doesn't get out much. You know, because it's not, it's 100 shows is nothing when you're looking at someone who went to 462
performances.
Anyway, so people should, our listeners should go on our site and look for the question of the week. We do one every week. And this week's, tell us what their music resolutions are for 2013, or tell us what you think our resolutions should be for 2013. If you think you've got a good one for me or Bob, I'd love to hear it.
Just a quick aside, for many of you, our site's really changed. So if before it didn't work on your mobile device, it does now.
What a novel idea.
Yes. It's a long story, but anyway, it's really nice now. It works. The comments are there and the blogs and the everything. It just all just happens and works. One of the bands I saw last year at CMJ was a group called Foxygen.
Yes.
And I came back a little bit obsessed with this band. They're very... they're probably 22-year-old, very charismatic performers. They're based in Los Angeles. One's from Olympia, Washington. That's Sam France is his name. Jonathan Rado, the keyboard player, the guitar player, is from New York City. Sam, by the way, is a vocalist. They have a very much a Rolling Stones sort of bass in their sound, but not the chugga-chugga rock and roll, but imagine the Rolling Stones in 1966, which to me is the heart and soul of why I love the Rolling Stones, those nice three-minute pop songs. They have that, and they have the Kinks in them. This new record, which is called We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, is just brilliant. It's produced by Richard Swift. They saw Richard Swift at a concert. They gave him a burnt CDR of their music. He flipped. He produced this record. This is genius. This is total genius music.
It has
music.
To be if Richard Swift is involved with it.
So let me play you a cut off. I could have played you anything. I'm going to play a song called San Francisco.
Jesus came from Israel. I in San Francisco.
That's okay, I was born anyway.
I left my love in a field.
That's okay, I was born in LA.
Love that. I love the little background singers in it.
Well,
that's a
isn't
great,
that great
line. It's okay. I was bored anyway.
This particular song sounds a little more like Kinks than Stones.
Yeah. So what I was thinking, actually, when I was listening to that.
I've been texting, even though Michael Benjamin Lerner from Telekinesis stiffed us on coming to our holiday party, I'm still talking to him, and I was texting him back and forth. He's a monstrous Kinks fan, as we know from his holiday music song, cover of the Kinks song that he did on our holiday show. But he was telling me how hard it is to get vinyl of Kinks records. And what I did was I went to my record collection and I pulled out all of my Kinks record, which is fairly extensive, and I laid them all on my bed and I took a photograph of them and I sent it to him. I could hear his jaw drop all the way from the other side of the country.
You're going to wake up some night and he'll be standing over you with a bottle of chloroform wearing a ski mask. Next thing you know, you wake up and
you're giving the guy ideas.
All your records are gone.
Awesome.
Well, that was
Fox
nice. Gym. You know, there are a lot of things that we love about different bands. You know, we listen to their music because it entertains us. That's a band, like, I almost only need to hear the name of the band, and I'm already entertained enough.
Yeah.
Foxygen. That's so clever. I can never think of things like that. I like this next band's name, too, that we're going to go out on, but I really can't pronounce it. I'll just say that, you know how you are whenever you're around someone like Adam Lambert or Carly Rae Jepsen, you know, really big stars, you know how you are around them, how you
behave. I've never been around either of those people, yes, but keep going.
All right, well, I'll spell
this. This is leading somewhere.
This band often goes by, is often spelled, abbreviated, they have all the vowels taken out, and it's spelled STRFKR, STRFKR.
Hmm. We started with the Torah.
Yes. We end with STRFKR. This is a band, they've been around a while, and I've never really spent a whole lot of time with them, but I'm really loving this new record they've got called Miracle Mile. This is a band from Portland, Oregon, mostly known as a very dancey synth pop group, but I think this next record is a little more ruminative, some quieter moments, a little moodier, and there's some sort of 60s pop, particularly in the harmonies, in this song as well that I want to play. It's called Beach Monster from the band I cannot pronounce.
Shall not pronounce.
STRFKR. The song is called Beach Monster from Miracle Mile.
I'm happy to go into the 14th year of All Songs Considered to hear.
Yeah, me too. It's a rocket ship ride to the grave.
Great.
No, I am as well. It's hard to believe that who would have thought an internet show that started more than a decade ago would still be. You know, it didn't feel like it at the time, but in retrospect, listening to a show like this on the internet 13 years ago.
I still remember one of the first emails I ever got, which was from, the show was an hour long back then. It was also a multimedia. You watched images and were text about the artist.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm remembering your intro to the very first episode was, it's a music show for your computer.
That's right.
Wow. Imagine.
This farmer from Vermont wrote to me and said he watched the entire show twice and didn't get to milk his cows that day.
That's hilarious.
If you're out there, would you please write me again? That'd be awesome.
Well, let's not keep him from milking his cows any longer and play the song Beach Monster from Miracle Mile.
For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. Along with Robin Hilton, it's All Songs Considered.